From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 36 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 36 of the challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. I'm coming to you this morning from the pulpit here in the sanctuary at church. And it may seem unusual to you to see me in the pulpit in such casual attire. It feels a little unusual myself to not have my clerical collar on, my alb, and my stole. But I'm coming from the pulpit today because this is a place where you have heard me, if you've worshiped with us online or in person, be witnesses. Be a witness to Jesus. Our red letters today are, "You will be my witnesses," Jesus says in Acts chapter 1. And this is a place where I have testified to who Jesus is, borne witness to who he is through the reading of the gospel and the preaching of the gospel. I do that in a very formal way when we gather for worship, when I've studied the text and write a sermon and share it. And when we read these red letters today, that "you will be my witnesses," Jesus says, we might become intimidated or think that the only way to do that is through a very formalized presentation. Well, the reality is it isn't, and that may or may not be the most effective way to do it. We certainly do it in worship as part of our ongoing practice of gathering in the name of Jesus Christ and reading scriptures and responding to it and hopefully coming to a better understanding and being sent back out into the world. But being a witness of Jesus Christ is really, it's the work of evangelism, which is can be a word that we don't like very much, and providing testimony, testifying to who Jesus is and how God has been a part of our lives. When I think about testimony and I think about evangelism, I think about how God has been a part of my life. Where have I experienced God at work in my life? I think it's much like when we're in trying to navigate an argument, or when we're in therapy, we're encouraged to use I words and to talk about our feelings, because nobody can negate that. They can't take that away. They haven't had the experience you have, or they don't know how you feel. I think that's the same way with how we've experienced God. If we use I language, so this is how I've experienced God, it's much more difficult for a person to challenge that, whereas if we were to talk about the existence of God theoretically, you know, then we're in a theoretical realm. But if I say these are the places that I've really experienced God in my life, and I talk about the experience of being called into the ministry, or I talk about the experience of being called to serve this church and where I saw God showing up and revealing God's self and making it clear that the time was now and this was the ministry that we were being called into. Those are personal experiences, and it's much harder for somebody else to challenge those because they come out of my lived experience. Think about being God's witness. It isn't about knowing enough scripture and having the right words to say. It's about having the words that come from your heart to say. Not big words, not theologically rich words, but words out of your own experience. I have a friend who talks about evangelism this way, and I know I call it evangelism, but three stories. That we share our story with another person, they share their story with us. It's your story. You should know that better than anybody else. They share their story with you, and then together we see where God's story has overlapped, where God has been present in each of our stories, and can begin to have a conversation about that. My spiritual director in Connecticut, every time we met, would encourage me, or would ask me of each of our sessions, "Where have you seen God at work in your life in this last month?" Or even as I'm telling a story, she might inquire and say, well, how did you experience God in the midst of that? And it required me, it encouraged me to stop and ponder and really think that even as I experienced it, I may not have realized how present God was. But as I look back, I could very clearly see God's fingerprints over the experiences I was having, God nudging me, God encouraging me, God preparing me for what happened next. And I'm grateful that I've had countless experiences like that. I'm grateful for the encouragement, the challenge to reflect on those occasions, to be able to better identify them. I'm grateful for the opportunity to bear witness to how God has been and continues to be essential in my life. And I hope you too find that space and that the context in which you too will grow more comfortable in sharing your faith with those you share your story with. It can be quite a challenge for some of us today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.